This is Chicago's home for sports.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN 1000, and now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
It's Black and Abdallah here on a Tuesday evening. I am Adam Abdallah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. Chris Black has the night off. Has the week off. Has the week off. Our long, well, not our long national nightmare, but our somewhat long, our 2 week national nightmare is over.
It's the final countdown.
The Bears, not officially, but you know, reports, have hired their general manager. It is Ryan Poles, the executive director of player personnel from the Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry, Morocco Brown. Sorry, Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah. Sorry, Glenn Cook. Sorry, Ed Dodds, even though you withdrew yourself, maybe just because you interviewed poorly. Sorry, Jeff Ireland. Sorry, Rand Carthen. Sorry, Rick Smith, who was reported but never got an interview. Sorry, Joe Shane, who got a job in New York. Sorry, Omar Khan. Sorry, Elliot Wolf. Sorry, Champ Kelly. I'm going to keep going. Sorry, JoJo Wooden, who was scheduled but never actually had an interview, I don't think.
How far through the Excel sheet are you right now?
Almost done. Hold on. All right. Sorry, Monty Osenfort. And sorry, Reggie McKenzie, because it is Ryan Poles, who is the new Bears. Who is calling me right now? Who is the new GM of the Bears. And he will now lead a coaching search that will consist of second interviews with Matt Eberflus, Jim Caldwell, who is in the building and was interviewed today, and Dan Quinn, who will get his interview at a TBD date. So our long national nightmare is over. It's somewhat over, I guess. The Bears have their new GM. I don't really know anything about him. I don't think anybody really knows anything about him. He was with the Chiefs for the last few years. And guess what? The Chiefs are really good. They've gone to 3 straight AFC championship games. They must be doing something well. They must be doing something the right way. Whether it's drafting, you know, they kind of drafted, you know, the best quarterback of this next generation of quarterbacks. You may have heard of him. His name's Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce. Tyreek Hill. All their great defensive players. Davis, all those good guys. He's had a hand in all of them. So, to me, this is a... And I don't like using the I don't like going straight to the relationship example. But to me, this is an example where, yeah, okay, Ryan Pace was the director of player personnel and all that kind of stuff, and he was in a scout and all that kind of stuff, and he never got, and he was a finalist a couple times or whatever, and yeah, this is kind of the same thing. But guess what? Ryan Poles hasn't done anything wrong to you yet. He hasn't made any bad draft picks yet. He hasn't, for the Bears. He hasn't made any bad free agent signings for the Bears yet. So to me, let's wait. Because you started dating this new girl. And yeah, you got cheated on before, but she hasn't cheated on you. And as far as you know, she hasn't cheated on anybody else. So why go into the relationship thinking you're going to get cheated on? That's not how we do things here. We didn't wait 2 weeks of interviews and going through all these interviews and second interviews and people, Ed Dodd saying thanks, but no thanks. Rick Smith being reported for an interview, but not actually getting one, maybe. So to me, I'm not gonna judge until I see a draft. I'm not gonna judge until I see who is hired by them, by Ryan Poles, and by all reports, Ryan Poles will be leading this these interviews. And it is said that part of him taking the job today, and part of George McCaskey flying in. And picking, or not flying in, but driving in and picking him up from the airport and then driving him to house and them negotiating. Part of the negotiations was him saying, I need to conduct these interviews. And they said, okay, you make the decision. We're not going to listen to, you know, Bill Polian wants Jim Caldwell supposedly, but you can interview whoever you want to. Jim Caldwell was in the building today. Matt Eberflus of the Indianapolis Colts is getting his interview tomorrow, and Dan Quinn will be interviewed at a on a later date. Presumably tomorrow is what some reports are. So the countdown continues.
It's the final countdown.
Because we don't know who the next coach is. Yet. Will we know tomorrow? Will we know Thursday? Who knows? I'll tell you this. If it happens tomorrow, we've got you covered here. It's going to be a Bears bonanza. Starting at 5 a.m., Cap and Jay Hood are going to be on. Then right after that at 9, it's going to be Carmen and Yurko. Then from 1 to 5:15, it's going to be Waddle and Sylvie. They're going to take you into right into Northwestern basketball. So let's hope they don't hire someone at like 5:16, because that would be weird. otherwise, we'll have full coverage for you on Thursday. But so to me, now is the next main decision, right? Ryan Poles is hired. Great. He's going to do these interviews. Awesome. He supposedly already interviewed Jim Caldwell today because he was in the building. Bill Polian really likes him. Great. But are any of these coaches, is Matt Eberflus, is Dan Quinn, is Jim Caldwell a forever coach? I know people don't like that I watch The Bachelor, but it's my eyes, it's my ears, and it's my TV. And if I want to watch The Bachelor, I'm going to watch The Bachelor. So last night I'm watching The Bachelor with my wife, as we do. It's America's greatest comedy, to see who's going to be the next social media influencer. Basically, that's what it is. None of these relationships last. But they all talk about the journey and the journey to find love. And I'm on this journey with you, Clayton. And I'm on this journey with you this year. And our journey has just begun. And I really like where we are in our journey. And I love this journey. And I'm trying to find my forever person. Are those three candidates going to be the Bears' forever person? Are they going to be a Bill Belichick, a Mike Tomlin, an Andy Reid? I know Andy Reid went back, but whatever. You know what I mean. Are they going to be the next great head coach? Is Matt Eberflus going to be the next great head coach? We know who Jim Caldwell is. He's been to a couple Super Bowls. Like, he's, you know, he's old. Like, he's not, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, he's been around. He's 67 years old. He's been around. He is not going to be the forever coach for the Bears. He's going to be here for 4 or 5 years. I mean, the guy's going to be 70 in 3 years. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, look at the last two coaches in the Super Bowl. They're both pretty old. So, like, let's not, I'm not trying to be an ageist or anything like that. I'm just saying that if you're looking for consistency at the position of head coach, Jim Caldwell is not your guy. Is it Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn, he's been around. He developed, you know, the Falcons for a while. He had control of the 53-man roster from reports for a while ago, and then he fizzled out, and then they fired him. Is he, if when he gets this go-around, if it's with the Bears or whoever, will he be the Bears' forever coach? And obviously the youngest guy on that list, the three, is Matt Eberflus. And will Matt Eberflus be the Bears' forever coach? Will Matt Eberflus be in the names of, you know, he's 51 years old right now. Can he be the Bears' head coach? And if one of those guys that I named is your forever coach, who is your forever head coach? Should Eric Bieniemy get a look at to being the Bears' forever head coach? Could it still possibly, I know it's not going to be Leslie Frazier, but is Brian Daboll, whose name hasn't come up the last couple days for the Bears, would Brian Daboll be your Bears' forever coach? Because to me, if you've got Justin Fields and you're going to surround him with talent, I mean, hell, the new GM's a former offensive lineman. You would think that they're going to come in and the first thing they're going to do is rebuild that offensive line. I want Justin Fields to be my forever quarterback. Now, I know, obviously, he's not going to be a quarterback forever, but I would like Justin Fields. The idea is to have him here for the next 15 years, right? That's the idea. If he's good, if he's successful, if he develops, that's the idea. So the idea of having your forever quarterback with your forever GM, and you need to pair him with a forever coach. Because you can't go in 3 years or 4 years, however long Jim Caldwell lasts, or just before he decides he's retiring and this is his last go-around. I don't think that either of these three candidates, I don't know anything about Matt Eberflus, but I will say, I don't think Dan Quinn or Jim Caldwell is going to be the Bears' forever head coach. So 312-332-3776, call me up. Who is your forever Bears coach? Now that the GM is hired, our final countdown of that is over. We now begin the final countdown of head coach.
It's the final countdown.
And so now I want the Bears to find their forever head coach. We go to Rupert. He's on I-55. What's up, Rupert?
Hey.
Hello.
So my thing is this. Denver's the only team that looked at Eric Bieniemy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far.
That's in the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Why has no other team looked at this guy? For me, I'm happy because we got a guy from KC. We're talking about guys bringing in player coaches from their organization. We might have a chance at picking up this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ran out of gas, and I'm walking to a gas station right now.
Wait, you did?
Yes, sir. I literally ran out of gas, and I'm walking to a gas station right now.
Okay, so, Rupert, I've always wondered this, and I'm not trying to make judgments about you as a person, okay?
Okay.
I fully respect you as a person and your decision-making, but how the hell does someone run out of gas in this day and age? Do you not see the light? Do you not have a light?
No, I do, and I think because I didn't shut my car off the last time I filled up, I didn't get a correct reading on my gas tank. So now I am literally running to a 7-Eleven right now.
So do you have to buy the gas container and then put the gas in it?
Yes,
oh, God,
sir.
Don't get hit by a car, man.
I know, I just got beeped in. Yeah, this is intense right now.
How far is your car from this 7-Eleven?
We're talking maybe half a mile.
Half a mile? Okay, so that's, I mean, it's really cold out.
Yeah, half a mile in this weather.
But I'm rocking Crocs right now.
You're in Crocs? Those aren't even shoes. Those have holes in them.
But it's okay. Crocs are comfy.
Okay, Crocs are comfy. I mean, we've learned on this show that they hold seashells very well if you're on the beach. We've learned that on this show. Okay, Rupert.
The cool thing about Crocs is they float.
That is cool. I mean, I don't know how that helps you in negative 10 degree weather, but
if you're ever in the water and you have Crocs on,
okay,
you can definitely find them because they float.
Are they comfortable to run in this weather in?
No, it's okay. Like -5 outside.
Yes, okay, so it's not comfortable. So you should probably put shoes on, right? So one, you're not wearing shoes and you ran out of gas. Rupert, you're having a day, man.
Oh, man, it's a hell of a day. But no, for real. I'm talking Eric Bieniemy.
Okay.
You think we could get him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're going to interview him, no. And I'll tell you this, Rupert, do me a favor, okay? I'm going to end the call here. I'm going to tell you about Eric Bieniemy. I want you to call me when you get back to your car so we here and the listening audience, we know you're okay. Okay?
All right, you got.
All right, call me when you get to your car. Call me when you have gas in your car, okay?
All right, I'm putting on the running Crocs right now.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, put the little strap up on the Crocs, take those things off road and call us back. That was Rupert on I-55. Well, at a 7-Eleven trying to get gas because his car ran out of gas. I don't know why more teams aren't interested in Eric Bieniemy. Maybe it's because of the Matt Nagy thing that didn't work out here. And so teams are looking at it and saying, look, maybe this is more of an Andy Reid kind of system. And maybe it's Patrick Mahomes that kind of leads this system. And the fact that they have Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill and these great weapons. And it's just like, well, we could just kind of do anything with these guys. I mean, look, if you've been on the internet today, it's been going around that Travis Kelce didn't even run the right route in the play that sent them to overtime or that won them the game. And it still worked. They called the Bills called a timeout and Travis Kelce went to Patrick Mahomes and says, guess what? I'm not going to run that route because I saw what they're doing. I'm just going to run to an open area. Find me. And Patrick Mahomes said at the line, go, go, go. And they went and they found him. I don't know if you can scheme that. Like, you can't. That's just talent. So I don't know if that's the knock on Eric Bieniemy, the same kind of a knock that's on Byron Leftwich of the Bucks that's saying, hey, like, you've got Tom Brady. How much of this is Bruce Arians? How much of this is you? How much of this is Tom Brady? I'm not saying that Bieniemy and Leftwich would be bad head coaches. I'm sure they would be fine head coaches. But if you're wondering why they're not getting interviews, that might be the reason why those guys aren't getting interviews. Who is your forever Bears head coach? Is it someone on the list that they're going to interview with Jim Caldwell, Dan Quinn, or Matt Eberflus? Or is it someone else? 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home.
You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Twitch chat is always popping. Debating who the Bears should hire as a head coach. Ryan Poles was hired as GM today by the Bears. George McCaskey went to the airport, did the old airport pickup, picked him up. And the report was from Albert Breer, if you listened earlier today, with Cap'n Jay Hood, that if the Bears let Ryan Poles leave the building and go to Minnesota, odds are he would not be coming back because Minnesota would have offered him the job. Maybe he likes Justin Fields. He was there when they drafted Patrick Mahomes, so maybe he sees some flashes or something in Justin Fields and believes that he can build a good team around him. And now it is on to hiring the head coach. Who is your forever head coach? Is it one of the guys that Ryan Poles is set to interview? We interviewed Jim Caldwell today. Dan Quinn and Matt Eberflus are up next, and maybe they'll add someone. Maybe they'll add a Todd Bowles. Maybe they'll add a Brian Daboll. Maybe they'll add someone else. We'll see. 312-332-3776. Adam is in Hyde Park. What's up, Adam? Adam?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
So I was just thinking, you know, this entire time we've been fed up with the, you know, the system they had in place of how they were going about hiring. Mm-hmm. You know, they were talking that they were going to hire a coach first. Everybody felt that was backwards. The good thing is, Poles seems like, I'm reading his background, you know, he's been in KC for like 13 years, worked his way, you know, from the bottom up, you know, completely legit. So he has to have some football knowledge. Now that we have a real football guy in position, shouldn't we all sit back and wait, see what he does? Let him, you know, show us who's going to be his coach. Let him formulate his staff, you know. Because the hopes is, you know, is that Poles knows better than McCaskey's and better than any of us, isn't it?
Yeah, but Adam, you know, like there's this whole thing, like I got to do a radio show and ask people what they want to do and like who they should hire, and people call in and they tell me who they think they should hire, and then I tell them who I think they should hire, and that's kind of like what we like. I agree with you. I trust Poles to make the decision because it's been reported that he wouldn't take the job unless he was the one making the decision. So this isn't a situation where like Ryan Pace is having John Fox as a head coach forced upon him to, you know, lead the team for how many years he's there for. So I appreciate the call, Adam. But I think that Ryan Poles will make the right decision. I just want them to have someone who's in place for a long time. I want my forever coach. The coach that gets my final rose, I want to be here for 10, 15 years with Justin Fields. I don't want Justin Fields to have to go through four offensive coordinators and three head coaches and learning new systems, and then we just burn out another quarterback, and then it's just done, and then we got to start this process all over again. I don't want that. I think the Bears have the right quarterback in place. Hopefully they have the right GM in place. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until then. And I hope he makes the right hire. Scott's in Park Ridge. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how's it going? So I think Gable would be a good fit because you got an offensive-minded general manager, and I think with the coach from the Giants, they will help him balance that out. I think because the way, you know, the thinking is with Kansas City is that they're offensive-minded, and when they're offensive-minded like that, I think because of the Monsters of Midway and us having this reputation that we should be tough, we can't have obviously Harbaugh because I don't think he'd be a good fit because of probably something happened during the ownership before. So I think Brian Gamble would be a good option.
I agree with you, Scott. I think Daboll would be a good option. I wonder if the only reason that Eberflus would not go with, or not Eberflus, why Poles would go with either Caldwell or Quinn is because they've had a job before, and that might ease some of his transition being a first-time GM. Like, if this was a GM, like, I'm not saying Ryan Pace, but if Ryan Pace was hiring another head coach, he's been in the GM position for a few years, so he's seen what it's like for a new coach to come in and change culture and all that kind of stuff. So I'm wondering if, because of that, they stay away from Daboll. Daboll might also want to go to New York, you know? He's got ties, so that might be something he wants to do. I like Daboll. I think Daboll, to me, it was Flores and Daboll were 1A, 1B. Brian Flores, Brian Daboll were 1A, 1B for me. And after that, I would be fine with Dan Quinn. Jim Caldwell doesn't really do anything for me just because I don't think he's going to be around here long enough. It has nothing to do with his age. Like, I don't care that he's 67 years old. That doesn't matter to me. My problem with his age is that he's not going to be here for a while. So I guess kind of I do have a problem with his age technically. But it's not because he's old. It's because I want someone to be here for a long time. That's what I want. And also, who are these guys' offensive coordinators going to be and that kind of stuff? I think Dable would be a good hire, or Flores as well. They have worked together in the past. And they know each other, Poles and Flores do. So maybe that's a connection that they use, and maybe he does get another interview. Maybe Flores does get another interview here. We'll see. Andrew's in Marlette. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Abdallah? How's it going, my man?
I'm good. How are
you? I love listening to you and love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. First off, I just want to say I agree with you with Justin Fields. You know, I think he's the future for sure, and we just need to get him some help and proper schemes and coaching in here. And, you know, the tough reality of the situation is unless we hit a home run, you know, none of these coaches will be here for, you know, likely more than even 5 years. But I wanted to see your thoughts on Doug Peterson. I mean, I've been thinking about it the last few days, and, I mean, in my opinion, it's really impressive that he won a Super Bowl with, you know, Nick Foles, as we've seen what he's been the last few years and even here. That's impressive to me. It's kind of QB whisper-like, and, you know, even Carson Wentz, we know how trash, I hate to say it, he is now. He had his best year with him. I mean, is that an option with Fields and his history as a QB? I mean, I think it could work. What do you think?
See, Andrew, my problem with Peterson is, didn't we just see what Peterson is with Nagy? Isn't that essentially the same thing? Isn't it the same
that
system? It's the same system, basically. So to me, like,
that's
I don't, I've seen Doug Peterson's plays, and I think they were Nagy's plays, and I think they're the same thing. That's my only problem with Doug Peterson. He might be a good fit somewhere else, but for this fit, I think you want a completely new scheme, a completely new system, and I think that Doug Peterson is way too connected to Matt Nagy and too close to Matt Nagy to bring him in as a head coach.
Well, that makes sense, you know.
All right. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night. Patrick's in Crown Point. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I gave you a call yesterday and pretty much talked to you about the same thing that you're talking about now, about Jim Caldwell being too old for this position, more so because where is he going to be in 5 to 10 years? And you kind of gave me a runaround and poo-pooed on it and gave me a Tony La Russa comment, like how the White Sox didn't care about his age, but now you're saying the same thing I was yesterday.
Well, there's a difference, Patrick. There's a difference with baseball and football, right? Like Tony La Russa can come in and be the manager for a few years, and it's not like you're going to teach Tim Anderson how to hit differently. You know what I mean? Like, there's not like a different scheme with running a baseball team than there is like the head coach having a scheme for running an offense or running a defense or what he does. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I get it.
Like,
I get it.
You build a pitching staff.
You're the one that made that comparison.
No, I just made the age comparison as to, like, he can still be with it and still, like, I'm not saying Jim Caldwell is old, like he doesn't understand what's going on in football. Like, I'm very sure he knows exactly what to do and how to institute a culture and build a system and put the right guys in the right places. I just think that he's going to leave in a couple years, and then you've got to start all over again with a new, like, taking over as the head coach of a football team is completely different than coming in as a manager of a baseball team.
Completely agree. He's going to be the face of the franchise. He's going to have to make the big decisions. And you know what? You wonder what those decisions are going to look like coming from a 71-year-old. But with that all aside, the person that I look at, you know, get rid of these second interviews coming up. Get rid of them. Go after Sean Payton and throw the sink at him. Give him a Gruden-esque deal and just lock him up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. I appreciate the call. All right. Have a good night.
Have a good one. Take care.
There was a report that that Jim Harbaugh did want like $100 million, that he wants that 10-year, $100 million money. And I, if I had to bet, I would say he stays. I think he would stay at Michigan.
I was going to say, those whispers came out, and then the next thing you heard is, it sounds like Jim Harbaugh is going to stay at Michigan.
I don't know. I think there would just be more smoke around Jim Harbaugh, and it seems like every time you ask about it, and like I know that the guys, Cap and Jay Hood, asked Albert Breer about it again today. You can get that on the ESPN Chicago app, and he said that there's been some contact between him and the Raiders, but like nothing. Like wouldn't you have heard that there's been an interview or something like that? I just feel like that's what would have happened. James is in Gurnee. What's up, James?
What's up, Dolly?
How are you,
dude? Okay, we talked just a little bit before, so they finally seem like, so now we don't know what the kid's going to be like. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt like you, but they're doing the process right. I had called you and asked you, are they letting this kid make the choice? And if they do that, to me, that's the start of building an organization with some continuity. That's how you start it. You got Polian that hired this kid. Now this kid's going to hire his coach, and this is how we start to move forward with an organization that's working in the right direction correctly. Now, was this kid going to be good or not? I don't know. He's a talent evaluator. I was listening to whomever was on Water and Sylvie talking about his pedigree being blown out his Achilles and then working his way all the way through. So this is a football kid and a five-star recruit at Boston College. So my point to you is it just finally feels like they made the right decision to, okay, they're going to meddle. Like you said, we all talk about it, work, fire, hire, whatever. But are they going to let, if they allow this young man, Ryan, to do his thing and choose his coach, it's starting to build a franchise and an organization that's headed in the right direction and doing business correctly. So that's where my excitement is. So
yeah,
what do you think?
I'm excited too, James. I think that, you know, you go into it with fresh eyes, right? You go into it knowing that this guy has been in an organization that's been successful. And remember, like, yeah, you can crap on the Chiefs all you want to and say, oh, well, we already had a Chiefs guy. Yeah, we had Matt Nagy. We had a coach. We didn't have an executive from the Chiefs. And the Chiefs, exactly. Look at what they've built. Matt Nagy didn't build that. The front office, the scouts, all that whole college department, all that, the player pro person, all those guys, they built it. He was a part of this. Ryan Poles was a part of building what that team is. And that's what excites me about this hire. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves me wrong. I did that with Ryan Pace, done that with everybody. Proved me wrong. Ryan Pace proved me wrong. And so now you hope that Poles does the same thing and does the opposite, and I don't have to have this conversation again in 5 or 6 years and say, well, now they've hired this guy, and hopefully he doesn't prove us wrong. Right, James? Thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. More of your phone calls. The lines are lit. 312-332-3776. Who do you want your Forever Bears head coach to be? Is it one of the guys on the list, or do you have another candidate in mind? Is it Matt Eberflus? Is it Dan Quinn? Is it Jim Caldwell? 312-332-3776.
Listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Song of the night coming up in about 15 minutes here. I stumped Eric, producing the show tonight, along with Jake. Eric never heard it before. I kind of feel good about that. I don't know, or bad for him.
No, you should feel bad for me because it's a fun song.
Song goes,
yeah.
I thought. And someone in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, wants to know if Chris would hate it.
Oh, and look who just joined the chat.
I don't think so. Oh, Chris, and dude, listen, Chris, take a vacation for God's sake, man. He's texting me about show stuff. He's listening because I know it's a big day. Listen, the Bears hired GM. Chris is a Bears fan first and foremost. We get into this because we're fans. We enjoy talking about sports. We enjoy talking to you about sports. But take your damn vacation. I know you're just sitting at the pool, and what else are you going to do but pop on the ESPN Chicago app or pop on the Twitch chat? But take your damn vacation. This is, I know he's in Mexico. This is like the kind of time where like it's the lull before dinner, where like you're kind of a little day drunk and like you take a little bit of a nap. You shower and everything before you go out to dinner. I get it. But still, watch like Home Alone in Spanish. That's what, listen, I was there for my honeymoon, and Home Alone was on in Spanish, and it was like October. And I was like, oh, okay. It was like El Angelito Pobrecito.
I was going to say, I feel like
the poor little angel is what they called it. And I was like, that's not Home Alone at all.
But that's,
I speak enough Spanish to know that that is not Home Alone.
He wasn't very angelic.
No, he was by no means poor. That was the richest family ever.
True. Just take the whole family to Europe, why don't you?
The whole family is the richest. That was a crypto dad before there were crypto dads.
Yep.
He was the richest man alive. And Chris, yeah, he just responded, waiting for the ride into the marina. Yeah, well, enjoy the vacation. It's 3 degrees here, you jerk. 312-332-3776. Who is your Bears forever head coach? They have their GM. I hope he's one of their forever GMs. He's young. I hope he's here for a long time. I hope Justin Fields is here for a long time. I want them to hire a coach that will be here for a long time. Let's go to Joe in Chicago Heights. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going? Always a pleasure listening to you guys.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Have you guys looked at this Bill Polian book, this the game plan, or no?
I have. I mean, I've seen excerpts of it because people have been referencing it, like on The Athletic and on the Tribune and Sun-Times websites and stuff. So I've seen it referenced. I have not read the book, though.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and read this book to you, but it is a good read if you can get past some of his little anecdotes and things like that. But it is a good read to find out what his exact approach. And it put my mind at ease after at first when McCaskey's came out and did their little deal and everybody wanted to jump off the top of the building because of the old thing. But with this Bill Polian, I don't think it's going to be the same old thing.
Okay.
If you get a chance to read it, or if you know what I mean, if you want to go over some of his topics here, we can do that. If not,
I'll check it out. I'll tell people to check it out and I will check it out. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks.
I want to check back in real quick a little bit ago, about half an hour ago, a little under half an hour ago, we got a call from Rupert, and Rupert was walking to a 7-Eleven because he ran out of gas and was still on the phone with me, and I wanted to call him to call back and make sure, because we, as the Bleck and Abdallah community, tonight, myself, Bleck is in the Twitch chat talking to people, he's talking about how warm it is, Jake and Eric, we want to make sure that Rupert is okay and safe, because it is very cold outside, and he was wearing Crocs and walking outside to get gas for his car. Rupert on I-55, Rupert, did you get gas?
I actually got to the best gas station. I can't believe we took that guy's call before me.
Well, I mean, I didn't see you're at the bottom. I mean, you're kind of at the bottom of the thing. He was on a little bit longer within you. Just don't worry about it, Rupert. Just tell me if you're okay.
Don't cold stunner. Anyways, but no, I got to the gas station. The lady actually gave me the gas can for free.
Oh, that's awesome. See, people helping people. See, now, Rupert, you got to pay it forward. You got to help someone else, okay?
100%. I only had to pay $3 because they only fill, it's like a gallon thing. So it was like $3.
And now go fill up your damn tank, Rupert.
Oh, I know. I'm actually back at the gas station now. I just filled up. I have a full tank of gas.
Good.
I'm in my warm car. And I...
get some boots, for God's sake.
I need to put some boots in my car, but I grabbed a fireball shot in case.
Okay, that'll help.
Your car doesn't run on fireball. No, you know that, right?
Like, the body that's
not
does.
No, it does not, but it will help my toes. Holy cow.
It will, Crocs, it will.
Actually, Crocs are not meant for outdoors.
No, they're not. Not this weather, Rupert. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Hey, by the way, yes. Adam, it's not Rupert, it's Joe from Oak Forest.
Oh, okay. Then why does it say Rupert on I-55?
I don't know. I just...
Is that a fake update?
Yeah, I called like 10 times.
No, this is him. All right, Rupert. Well, I'm glad your gas tank is full. I'm glad your body is full of a little fireball. Be careful. No more fireball until you get home. All right?
No fireball until I get home. And I was telling your guy, my wife would be pissed if I didn't call her and tell her what happened, but he said I'm an avid listener, and I'm, you know, I had to come back.
Of course. Well, we needed to make sure you were healthy and okay. All right, Rupert, thank you. You have a good night, all right? Stay warm.
All right. You too, man.
Get some boots, for God's sake. Out here in Crocs. What are we doing here?
So Rupert is Joe?
I don't know, man.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
Was that the same guy?
Yeah, that was. Okay. Yeah. You could tell the voice was the same.
I thought so, but
the voice was the same.
All right, I'm lost.
The voice was definitely the same. Calvin's on the road. What's up, Calvin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller.
Thank you, Calvin. What's your gas tank at right now? Are you half full? Are you three quarters of the way? What do you got?
Three quarters of the way. I'm in the semi.
All right. Good. Ooh, all right. Go. Hold on. Give me a horn. Blow the horn. Hell yeah!
All right.
All right, what do you want to say, Calvin?
Hey, my forever coach, I think, would be Rex Ryan. The guy is knowledgeable. I think he would be great as far as working with Justin Fields. getting us a great offensive line together along with our new GM. And I think we also need to address our secondary. But my forever coach, again, will be Rex Ryan because I think the guy's knowledgeable. And, by the way, the last name Ryan.
No, I thanks for the call, Calvin. I appreciate it. I get the last name Ryan. He hasn't coached since 2016. He's a defensive head coach, so I don't know what he, unless he's bringing in a great offensive coordinator. The rumor is that Dan Quinn has a really good incoming assistant staff to be his offensive and defensive coordinator. So we'll see who they are. But to me, Rex Ryan, there's a thing with people being on TV. And Calvin can have his opinions if he wants to. I just disagree with them. He's entitled to them. I just disagree, and I don't think Rex Ryan... I think Rex Ryan is done. I think Rex Ryan is done. So him coming in and... I don't think he's not going to develop Justin Fields. He's a defensive head coach. So I don't think he's leaving. I mean, he's got a cushy job right now. You got to probably take the right job to pull him out of the TV studio right now. Let's go to Sergio's in L.A. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, I was just calling to say that I think the Bears should hire Dan Quinn as the head coach. He's had good experience taking to the Super Bowl. They don't have a good experience on that. We all know that. But I think he should, more importantly, they should also hire Jim Caldwell as well and let him take care of the offense and nurture Justin Fields. He's worked with Peyton Manning and Matthew Stafford. So
make him the offensive coordinator?
Jim Caldwell, yeah.
Okay.
With Dan Quinn as a head coach.
All right. Okay. All right, Sergio. I appreciate the call. All right. I wouldn't be. But again, like the turnover, how long is Jim Caldwell going to coach for? You bring in two guys with head coaching experience. You bring in two. See, I don't think that's a possibility because both these guys are getting interviews places. Like if Dan Quinn doesn't get this job, he's going to go somewhere else and get another job. You know, I don't know if Jim Caldwell wants another job besides the Bears job or if he's just. You know, Bill Polian is just set on Jim Caldwell, and Ryan Poles was like, all right, I'll interview him, but odds are I'm going to go with Dan Quinn. So, we'll see. Frank is in the Ukrainian village. What's up, Frank?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I'm really good tonight because I think the Bears finally made the first right step because first sign of making the right step was this guy had George McCaskey come pick him up at the airport. George McCaskey grabbed his luggage off the luggage claim. So that's not common. And then if you believe the report, he said, I'm not taking the job unless I'm naming the coach. And that's two bigger cojones that ever existed in Hall Assault up to today.
Yeah.
Because up to today, it's all been, yes, Mr. McCaskey, yes, Mr. McCaskey. And now George, well, he's driving Mr. Poles around, and I look forward to what his coach is going to be, because if it really is his decision, I hope he does go for a defensive minded coach. I know there are worries on the offensive side, but I think he really needs to like tear down the defense and get a lot younger. They have some cap room, but half the roster is free agents, so mm-hmm. It's going to go real quick with Roquan, and I do believe in his ability to address the offensive line. So I think he'll lean on his weakness, which would naturally come from an offensive lineman, is a defense, and hire a defensive-minded coach and just hope and pray you can keep an offensive coordinator for 2 years.
All right, Frank, I appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. I agree with him. I think that there, you know, that Ryan Poles will bring in his knowledge of offensive line. You know, just because he wasn't a successful offensive lineman in the NFL doesn't mean he can't judge talent. You know, that's how most of these guys get their start. They're better talent evaluators or better coaches than they are players when they get to the NFL. And hopefully he'll be able to work something in and be able to find good offensive linemen, because I think if I said 312-332-3776, what's the number one need for the Bears next year? People are going to call in, and I would say that 8 out of 10 calls would say offensive line. Don't do that. I'm not doing that right now. That's later in the week. But I'm telling you right now that most of them would say that, and bringing in an offensive lineman might help his judge of offensive linemen. Look, the Chiefs had to completely redo their offensive line after Patrick Mahomes was getting killed back there last year. It's probably why they lost the Super Bowl. So you never know. Hopefully, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he will do something and make this team good again. Dean is downtown. Dean!
I mean, my God, what's going on over there?
What do you mean?
I've been trying to reach you for like 24 hours.
What do you, I'm right here. You could have called me all day. You didn't call. I know your phone number. You didn't call Waddle and Sylvie once today. Don't lie.
I did not.
Okay. So don't try to act like you've been trying to get a hold of me.
No, I was actually, I didn't call out of spite. I was very upset that I didn't speak to you last night. I had a lot to load. I wanted to be quick.
Well, you go right now. Say it.
Now, I want to say, you know, Fireball is for children. I handed out on Halloween when I lived in the city.
No, you shouldn't do that. That's illegal.
Shout out to Jake and Eric the Sheriff Ostrowski. That's my new nickname for Eric.
Sheriff?
Yes.
Oh, you cop?
No, because, by the way, Bleck is on his Mexican vacation right now. That's fantastic. I saw on him and his wife's Instagram. I was not stalking them. It just showed up on my timeline.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Okay, whatever. My forever coach is going to be Leftwich. I like Leftwich. I'm hearing through sources that it's going to be Dan Quinn.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, I'm not opposed to Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn can be a very good head coach. I think he can get the job done. I think he's someone that could be here for a long time if he finds success.
I don't think that this guy's going to go after Sean Payton. I think if you were
going
to get
you're Sean, not going after Sean Payton this year.
You would hire him first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you can't hire him this year anyway. And I've got to look up and see how long his contract
is.
Three
more years.
So yeah. So even if he takes a year off this year, which he says he's going to, he takes next year off, you're still going to have to trade. And remember, Bruce Arians did the same thing, and the Bucks still had to give up a sixth or seventh round pick, or maybe it was a sixth and a seventh for him. Now that's not a lot. But Sean Payton is much more accomplished. At the time, he was much more accomplished. So I think it would cost a little more.
Okay. Now, I want to segue very quickly.
All right, quickly. I got to go quickly. I got to get Song of the Night.
When I get Arch Manning, whatever team he goes to, I will pledge allegiance, just like I did with the original chosen one, not Tyler Ahe, LeBron James.
Okay.
Just like I did with him, I will pledge my allegiance to Archie. And take that. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that wasn't a very good take that. Come on, do that again.
Take that!
Bye, Dean. Thanks for the call. We'll get the Song of the Night next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
We'll continue to take all of your Bears calls at the top of the hour, 312-332-3776. What do you think of the Ryan Poles hire? Who should he hire as head coach? Who's your forever head coach? I want someone who's going to be here for a long time. I want a 10-year head coach. I believe the Bears have a 10-year quarterback, a 15-year quarterback. I'd like a 10- to 15-year head coach to go along with that. But every night at 6:50 p.m., we do the Song of the Night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And Song of the Night is brought to you by Planet Fitness. Join Planet Fitness now through February 2nd for $0 enrollment and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. We go to 2002 off of Elva, released this week. It is Unwritten Law, Up All Night. Mentioned, this is Unwritten Law. It is off the album Elva that was released this week in 2002. I was just looking for a song that I like, and this happened to be a song that came up that this album was released. I put Unwritten Law like in that same brand of punk as like Hot Water Music, Face to Face, Pennywise. Like, you got it. Like, they're opening for your punk band. Like, you're going to see...
Yeah, I was going to say Pennywise is they're a like, similar sound. I feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're opening... These are the bands that are opening for Dropkick. Dropkick Murphys.
Right, right.
Like, they're... Like, I literally saw Unwritten Law open for MXPX and do a bunch of, like, No Use for a Name covers. Like, that's this kind of band. Like, Bouncing Souls, like, that kind of punk band. And I love that. I love that. At seeing them at the Double Door, Subterranean. I'm going to Subterranean this weekend, actually. And just, like, the small club punk shows. People smoking outside. Cheap beer, that kind of thing. It's awesome. I love this music. It's so great. And then they give you a slow... Every punk band has to do this in a song. They give you a slow pretty part. Just for, you know... Just for the people that love the slow pretty parts that are there. This is also a great album. This has the song Seeing Red on it, which Eric did recognize. He didn't recognize this song. But Seeing Red was the more popular song, for sure.
That one clicked right away.
Yeah.
Catchy this music can be, because I listened to this song once upstairs and I got the chorus already.
Oh yeah. Give me power chords and easy. Look, they're not in punk bands because they play well.
Right.
They're in punk bands because they can learn power chords and play them in the correct progression. That's kind of it. And it's awesome. Unwritten Law, Up All Night off of Elva.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And Song of the Night is brought to you by Planet Fitness. Join Planet Fitness now. $10 enrollment and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. We'll be right back in 2 short minutes.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdullah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.